Blog Talk Radio.
Family, we are back here for another episode of Glorious Gospel Vibes, and we just want to say we are very, very excited about what God is doing on internet radio and in our lives. Why? Because as we prepare to celebrate for the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, what would we, where would we be without him? Do you know where you would be without the Savior in your life? I know where I might have been, but I don't even want to think about that because I am so grateful that he came and got me. He came and got me. Oh, that was an awesome day for me. And I know that those that are listening in and are saved and sanctified are very glad that he came and got them. Minister D is in the house this evening. What's up, Minister D?
If it had not been for the Lord who is on my side, wow, would I be? What's up, Logan? What's going on?
Where would you be? Where would you be? You don't even want to think about it, do you?
I'd be in the crazy house. That's why I'd be in the crazy house. That's where I'd be.
I'm so grateful for him. I don't know what to do because, you know, they say the prayers, what is the prayers of the righteous availeth much?
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you, I have been praying and praying and praying for my children, for my grandchildren. And I tell you, one of my grandsons was shot night before last.
What?
I said, oh, my goodness, yes. And he is fine. He is fine. God, the angels was there on the job. These young people don't understand they cannot hang out like they used to hang out in the streets because people don't even know you. They just come and just start shooting. They don't care who the bullet. The bullet has no name on it.
No name. No name and a fool behind
it. God showed up. That's right. God showed up and showed out, and I'm just so grateful for that. Lord, I'm just so grateful. I'd like to give a shout-out to World Changers Church International, my pastors Creflo and Taflin Dyla. Woo, church was off the chain today. As usual,
yes,
you know,
yes,
that's
yes.
How we say it, off the chain.
As usual.
Oh, yeah. As usual.
I have to give a shout-out to my pastor, Dr. Alicia Howard. You know, she wanted, to me, she wanted the best in the game. Look, matter of fact, you know, I have to give a shout-out. You know, she took all those time to eat today, so, you know. Of course, she
that's why
she's
best in the game than you, see, y'all just don't know. This is a green man on here when it comes
see, we
to
got
food.
The natural food. We got the spiritual and the natural food. That's what
okay,
I'm
well, see that. That's what. Hey, handle your business. That's good. Because I got both today and every day that God awakes me. I tell you, He has a new surprise for me every day. And I'm telling you, If he wakes you up in the morning, you can't do nothing but say, thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing. You woke me up again another day. What?
Just
oh,
another
that's,
day.
That's a good thing right now.
If the Lord has
you. Okay, all right. What you talking about? Well, I'm going to tell y'all, I like to, what you say, Minister D?
So we're getting into the Christmas period. We got some Christmas music lined up this week. Getting into the Christmas.
Oh, yeah, we got some crema. We got some crema in the house today. We got some crema. You know, I want to say one thing. I would like to thank all of our listeners for bringing our stats up, up, up. Oh, we hit the 30,000 mark. What you talking about?
Ooh.
I see y'all doing. Oh, we appreciate y'all. We love y'all. Woo-hoo! Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for listening in on the program. Thank you for making your comments and your messages. We appreciate it. We love you. Thank you. And we hope the new year coming in is going to be even better than this one. Oh, it will. It will. Oh, Lord. Well, we got a great show for y'all today. We have a special guest, Sandrina Taylor, all the way from West Palm Beach, Florida. What we call down in the hole, my home stomping ground, down in the bottom. That's what we call it, you know. Yeah, I don't know who. You know anything about that, Mr. D? You know about down in the hole?
Oh, I know about down in the hole. I've been down in the hole.
Oh, boy,
I've been down in the hole,
okay.
I had to come out.
Couldn't handle it. You just couldn't handle it, did you?
No, I can't stay down in the hole. I had to come out the hole.
Mm-mm.
Some of y'all.
Where the sun is shining and we up in the rain, but that's all right. Rain and cold, but I love cold weather. I don't know about y'all. I love the cold weather. I was originally born in Cleveland, Ohio, but I've been down in the South for a long time, and I tell y'all, I still like the cold weather.
I can't handle it.
It's awesome. Oh, I love it.
Cold weather, I don't even want to get out the bed.
See. But you have to get out the bed. Cold or not cold, you still got to get out that bed.
Everything that's wrong, cold weather exposes it. If you got holes in your clothes, cold weather will expose it. If you got a problem with your car, cold weather will expose it.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
If you got arthritis, cold weather will expose it.
Well, it's the same thing with hot weather. And I just want to throw this in. If you got menopause, hot weather will expose it. Now, that's all I got to say. So that's why I love cold weather.
Moving on.
We have our very own Lois Candy Vernon in the house. She's going to put it all together for you with Inspiration Corner. So y'all stay tuned. Stay tuned in and let's enjoy this festive occasion of Christmas with our first Christmas carol from back in the day with Globy Pope and friends, Sleigh Ride. South Florida Songwriters Association. Y'all don't know. Now you better know.
All right.
jump on the play. Hey, let's ride till the day is done. Just you and me, there's room for everyone. Dashing in a wintry wonderland of snow. Let me know when you're ready to go. Sit back and let's listen to the angels sing. Relax and enjoy all the joy it brings. Cause when we're together, it won't matter what the weather's like. We're on our way and everything is alright.
Yes, this is the season, girl, but you're the reason why I'm even breathing. So yo, I like to propose a toast to you for keeping it close to me, the one I L-O-V-E-G. So grab your coat and hat and all of that, cause we got a cat. Put on your mitts and don't you sit for girl, we gotta play the cat. We're driving on the slow, the temperature's below zero. The moon is out from night, the stars are shining bright. I'm feeling alright, my girl is by my side, it ain't nothing but a sleigh ride.
I love Christmas carols. It just makes the season so bright. You know anything about that, man?
Oh, yeah. You know, get in the spirit of Christmas. Now, you know, Christmas got a, you know, some people got a, some different spirits about Christmas, but I'm talking the true essence spirit of Christmas. Celebrating our Savior's birth. Now, you know, they got some other Christmas spirits going on, but they ain't talking about those. So I'm talking about this.
You must know a lot about those Christmas spirits you're trying to bring out. But,
well,
you know,
you
some people say she want to talk to you about that Christmas spirit. She in the house. That's right. That's what I thought. Okay, y'all, we want to bring to the forefront a wonderful gospel recording artist all the way out of West Palm Beach, Florida, Sandrina Taylor. Let me tell y'all a little bit about her now. Now, some of y'all might already know. She's a singer-songwriter, recording artist. Sandrina was chosen from her mother's womb to be a dynamic vessel for God. By the age of 5, Sandrina was singing, preaching, playing instruments in the local churches. Sandrina has also been teaching choirs and groups how to sing since childhood. And at the age of 14, she was given the opportunity to audition for a group, a choir that traveled all around the country and won various national competitions. Throughout her adult years, she has accomplished much as a solo artist and has shared the stage with much with such gospel greats as the late Reverend James Moore, Dorothy Norwood, Keith Wonderboy Johnson, Helen Miller, and is also one of the lead vocalists for nationally acclaimed Elder Jimmy Hicks and the Voices of Integrity. So for those of those who don't know her, you're going to meet her today right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes, and we would like to bring her in the studio, Sandrina Taylor. Praise
Good
the
evening.
Lord. Are you in the house?
I'm in the house. Yes, I am.
Welcome.
Thank you, Minister D. I just been sitting here enjoying myself and laughing at y'all. Y'all hysterical. I'm so serious. Oh, my goodness. But I'm loving it. And Glow, oh, my God, I haven't heard that song in like so long. That was so cool. I was over here dancing. And
yeah, stuff. Remember you? Yeah, that's the song. They don't know about that. We trying to hear from now. You know what? No, they didn't know. Nah, they know. Okay.
Nah, they know.
Well, we
glory,
wanna
glory.
Know we want to know what's going on with you. We hear you done jumped the gun since the last time you were on the program, and did you another single? You just got it going on.
Oh, well, you know what? God is good. God is good. And, you know, I thank him. Of course, I thank you all for allowing me this opportunity to share what the Lord has given me through song. But, yes, things are looking up. You know, for a long time they were not moving, and I just thank God for what he's doing for me at this very day and this very hour. You know, at the last song was Stand Up, and that's what I've been doing, standing up for what is right, and I'm not taking a back seat anymore. And because of that, God is just pressing, he's just moving me forward in ministry, and this song is just, it's very dear to my heart. It's a testament of my experience, but also it's just a testament to other people to let them know that there are no more chains that can hold you down, unless you allow them to now.
That's right.
All right.
You're right. No more chains. When I heard the song, I said, and I had just sent out a text in regards to breaking the chains that has been bound in you, you know. Mm-hmm. And we have to, as Christian people, we got to know what we are, what God has blessed us with.
Mm-hmm.
And with this grace that he has placed us under, this beautiful gift of grace, mm-hmm. we have no business to be bound and chained down, because we should know that we know that we know
right.
that God and his son Jesus has already done everything that we need. He has given us everything that we need. All we got to do is utilize those things. We should not be bound. Now, I'm not going to say that we don't sometimes feel it that we've been bound because we can't go to the right or to the left, but sometimes God has us standing still for a reason and a purpose.
Amen.
And
Amen.
We all
That's
have
right.
to have a season to shine. And it's just, you know, you couldn't, maybe it wasn't working out for you before, but now, hey, it's your season.
That's right. That's
and
right.
when you know you're in your season, you got to bring it. You got to bring
Amen.
It.
Amen. That's right.
Oh,
that is right.
God.
You are so right. Yeah, so with that, I am very happy, of course, at this time of year because my birthday is in a week, although I get cheated. Did you participate in the cheat me out the gift to Gloria?
I got static in my phone, and everything, doing that one gift thing.
Did you participate in the one gift thing? I would like to have two gifts, thank you. One for my birthday and one for Christmas. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Krilma. you know, since Jesus and me, everything that you, I done gave you more than one gift, two gifts. Because, see, Jesus is in me, and you know he done gave you plenty of gifts, child, so you know you got a whole bunch of gifts from me.
Okay.
I'm going through the same thing in my household.
Really?
Oh, here we go.
My wife's birthday is on December 21st.
Oh,
and
goodness.
She ain't trying to hear the combo gift thing. She ain't trying to hear.
That's right.
She been cheated all her life, so now the burden has fallen on me.
to ensure that she gets a gift on the 21st and on the 25th. And it ain't going to go no other way.
Yes, sir. That's how it's supposed to be, brethren. You know it. You know, mine is the 18th,
wow.
And, you know, it seems like I'm supposed to wait until Christmas and, yeah, get the combo thing. And then it don't even be a good combo. You know, it just be, it's kind of like they wanted to give me something more for the birthday instead of Christmas. So it don't, you know, I don't think they put much effort into it. But they say they have a surprise for me this year. So we're going to see. I'm going to hold off. I ain't going to get, you know, ugly on them just yet. But now, Gloria, if they don't have two gifts, they're coming up there with you.
So it's easy to say that this is a very expensive time of the year for me.
I'm trying to hold Sister Peppercorn.
Praise the Lord.
She want to come into the conversation. I'm trying to hold her back right now.
Oh,
you're
trying to hold her.
You're
trying to hold
after the song. But see, Minister D and her, they are so close to friends, you know, and she loves him, and he loves her.
He does. Okay.
Yes. And this just might be the time. Now, Mr. D.
Yes.
Mr. Peppercorn want to come on and say a little something. Is it all right if she comes in? Because I told her she had to hold on, but she raised so, such a ruckus out back here in the back.
I feel another spirit coming on. I just
oh, goodness, another spirit.
Yeah.
Oh, see, you know, we're going to go ahead to the song, No More Chains, because I want the listeners to hear No More Chains for Sister Peppercorn to come on, because this might be a short episode. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, No More Chains, Sandrina Taylor.
Whatever is going on in your life, just know that it is only a test. Against all odds, persevere. When family and friends walk away, stand strong. Even when you fall down, don't stay there. Get back up again. Know that God is always near. He said he never leave you. I know this. This is the word. Let me tell you a story about what changed my life. It was August 13th, Friday night. As I closed my eyes and began to fall asleep, little did I know the enemy had a trap set for me. Small voice said on me, you can cast all your care. I lose the shackle before you break, because I was already there. I can say, no more chains are holding me. My mind.
Song, No More Chains, Sandrina Taylor. Wonderful, wonderful.
Yes.
Oh.
No longer bound.
You did it that time, girl. That was wonderful. Let me ask you a question. Ask you some questions. Now, did you write the song and who produced the song?
Yes, I did. Okay, you know what? God is so good, and he's awesome. He's always proving himself to me over and over again. And I say that because I wrote this song a little over a year ago with nothing but the melody in my spirit. Of course, you know I don't play the keyboard that well. I can pling plong when I need to get there, but I just sang.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. King of C always. But I began to sing what I felt in my spirit at that time. And what I did was I said, okay, I need to record this. So I put it in my phone. I sang it to my children. And, you know, I said, okay, well, eventually I'm going to have to get somebody to do this music for me. Well, my producer that I have now, which is I'm a partner with Music Medic Studios out of West Palm Beach here, and my producer is Calvin Cooley C. We got together earlier this year right after we did stand-up, and he said, hey, Sandy, I've got this music that I want you to take a listen to. I've had it for a while, and I just haven't been able to do, you know, something with it. Maybe put, you know, take it and see what you can do with it. And when I heard the music, I began to cry because it was exactly what I had in my spirit. And when I let him hear it, I'm like, how did this happen? You didn't know I knew this, and I didn't know you had this, but it was the perfect combination. And when my kids hear it, it's like, Mommy, how did he know that that was your song? I said he didn't. It was God. So I know that the song was just a blessing. Yeah, it was just, it was divine. It was divine, and that's how the song came about. I just sang from my soul and from my spirit, and my mother is very proud because she said, you're finally doing it. After all these years, I've been telling you that you need to sing from your soul. You know how my mom is. You need to sing from your soul, and you're finally doing it.
That's my mama, too.
Yes.
That's my mama, too.
Yes, so that's how it came about. But you know what? He's doing some really good stuff for me, and I'm very, very thankful for the company that I'm with right now that, you know, helping me to press forward in my endeavors. And just with that in mind, we did our video for stand-up earlier this middle of December, November, Lord, I'm getting all confused, the middle of November. And today we were doing the final scenes for the video, so I want to encourage everybody to be listening out, looking out for that. Of course, we're going to put it on my YouTube channel, and I'm just very excited about things that I've never ever done before in my life that now I have the privilege to do, and it's just a blessing. And again, I say thank you, Glow, and of course to Minister Garrett for just having me on and pushing me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure because I want to get all the people that I knew back home that are still out there trying to get something going, something started. I want to help in any way I can, you know, because that's what you're supposed to do. You know, if you get an outlet or you get a breakthrough, regardless if it's what we might think is small is sometimes a big thing to someone
else.
Right. So just my little input, it blesses my soul. And I hope that it can help in other ways to the people that I'm trying to bring to the forefront, because there's people out there that's listening. And like I just said earlier, we have reached 30,000 listeners, and I think that is a beautiful thing. And I am so proud of Glorious Gospel Vibes and what God is doing
yes.
through it. And
yeah.
you just don't know. God got his hand in it. You don't know who's listening.
Mm-hmm.
And who's,
that's
you know,
right.
who needs it. Boy, what you talking about? And
right.
I'm just happy to be a part of it. I am. And
yes.
also Minister D and Sister Vernon, we all here to help in any way we can to be a blessing, to be a
Hello.
Blessing.
I'm very thankful. Very, very thankful.
Yeah. Yes,
well,
yes, yes.
Well, can I say something? This is Sister Peppercorn. I want to say something. How you doing, honey? Your name is Mrs. Sandrina.
Hi, Sister Peppercorn. My name is Sandrina Taylor.
Well, I just want to say something about that song I just heard made.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, honey. No more break. No more chains, right? No more chains. Because I need to talk to Minister D about that same thing, about the no more chains.
Yes,
and I'm just wondering. Brother, you hear what the lady said in the song? She said no more chains. You need to get them chains up off yourself. Get them chains off God. Oh, hallelujah. Get them chains.
Sister Peppercorn, the chains no longer have me bound. I am free. Free, free, free.
Well, you're supposed to be a minister, so you're supposed to be helping us out. You know?
And I
you're supposed to be helping us.
You
see, understand?
One thing about being free, you know, I kind of, you know, I don't want to really want to preach it today, but, you know, it kind of reminds me of in James. I think it's in the book of James, around chapter 5, verse 5 and 6, where God walked up to the man, said he'd been bound for 38 years, and he just asked him, do you want to be made whole? So that's what I had to make up in my mind. I needed to be made whole and set free. So that's the question I asked.
So I'm going to be your friend today. You tell me how I can be with no more chain. Because, see, I'm still working on my E. That's why they call me Sister Evangelist. Because my E is missing. You see. Now, you're supposed to be the minister. I'm still trying to get my E. I'm going to get my E now. Because long as the Lord is on my side, I'm
going to
get the E.
Well, if you want to get your E, all I can tell you is seek God.
While he may be found.
All right. That's right. Well, I'm going to seek him while he may be found. And you know what?
Yeah.
Sister Globy has been really working with me, and I'm getting ready to get my E and come the new deal. Y'all going to be calling me Sister Evangelist. Capricorn. And don't you forget, I just want to throw that up in there. And you keep on keeping on, sister, with your songs. I've been listening to you. You keep on keeping on with your songs. Praise the Lord.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Sister Peppercorn. You know, it's such a privilege to be able to speak with you. I think the last time I was on, you were not available. But I am so happy to be able to speak with you, and it is a privilege and an honor for you to say that you enjoy my music. Thank you very much.
I'm going to get on the phone out of here. I just want to throw that up in. You know, it's Christmas, and I got some Christmas shopping to do. And I found some material. I'm going to make Mr. D a robe. And they told me that I might have to go out of town because they ain't got but 2 furloughs. And that's not enough material for him. So I'm going to have to step on out of town. But y'all keep on keeping on with the good music. America.
Good
time, Sister
Peppercorn.
Merry Christmas, Minister D. That's going to be a blessed robe. That robe is going to be blessed.
Lord, help us in here.
Two furloughs. Oh, my goodness. She must have been good.
On that note. Oh, Lord Jesus. Here go Emmanuel by the Homer Hutchins. Holy.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore.
down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Come on, say it again. Come.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
In Your presence, Lord, worship. Tell me, say,
Emmanuel.
Come on and say, Emmanuel. To praise Him even in the midst of a trial. Come.
Let us. Come, let us adore Him.
No matter, no matter, no matter, I mean, no matter what's going on in your life, you got to know how to give Him a sacrifice of praise. Now, I know you know the song by now. Come.
Come.
Let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Come on, say Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
I like that. Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
He's my Redeemer. He's my Savior.
Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Minister D, Minister Day, that's a beautiful
song.
That's cool.
Yes, it is.
Well, sister, Sister Sandrina, Sister Sandrina, we just love
yes,
to have you on this show, girl. You got to come back now. Don't come back in 2 months. You got a new single out. Because I'm going to say, look,
you
bring us the whole CD. Just bring us the whole CD.
I'm working on it. I'm trying to build up, though, you know. But you know what? By 2 months, I will have the book out because it's in publishing right now. So I'll be able to tell you a little more about the book. I must warn you.
Oh, help me, Lord. Now, that's no more change, too?
Actually, the title of the book is Memoirs of Me, My Story, My Song. But it's talking about the chains that had me bound for
4 years, basically 39 years. So yeah, I'm 43 next week. So I've been free for a little while now.
Oh baby, oh. Now let me just throw this off in there. Now I'm not mentioning the book, am I? Because you know I don't need not too much stuff uncovered. You my quiet sister Taylor. Maybe you didn't hear the question. Let me rephrase.
I didn't hear the question. I'm so sorry.
Oh, I see. I'm not in the book really, because I don't want too much uncovered. You know, I'm not in the book, right? I'm not mentioned nowhere in the book, right?
Right. You're not. No, you're not. No. You're not in the book. You're not in the book, Flo. You're not in the book.
Thank you.
You're
business.
Too funny.
Thank you.
Well,
we're glad
to have you on anytime. What'd you
I
say,
appreciate
Minister
it. Thank you.
See, he had to put something in there. I got something for him, though. But we're going to be getting in touch with you, Sister Taylor, when we have this gospel extravaganza. Extravaganza.
Uh-huh.
And we hope to have you on our show. And we will be keeping you in mind, and we will be playing your music. And for those of you that need a good singer at a convention, banquet, church, a music video, whatever you are, she's available. I know she is, because she has a beautiful voice.
Yes, ma'am.
So you all check it out. Check it out. We love you. Be blessed. And
I love
tell my
you
mama
too.
I say hello, Mother Campbell.
Thank you.
I sure will. God bless you, and thank you. Love you. Bye-bye.
I love you. Bye-bye. Sister Candy is going to be coming on with Inspirational Corner right after this. CeeLo is coming at you with a beautiful message of Christmas. Mary, did you know?
Mary, my betrothed, you have the most beautiful eyes I've ever seen. And the sweetest smile.
Don't be afraid.
I'm the Lord's servant.
Help us! Please!
Lady, I believe your son is the promised king of his people. What is his name?
His name is Jesus.
Mary, did you know that your baby one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy
baptized
has come to make you and this child that you delivered will soon deliver you? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to the blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby his hand? Didn't you know that your baby boy has walked where angels try? And when you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know?
My son.
Mary, did you know? The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again.
Come out of him.
The rain will leave, the dark will speak. nations need to know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb, and the sleeping child you're holding is the great
Now we got Lois Candy Vernon coming on with Inspiration Corner, and if she can't lift you up, you can't be lifted. We're gonna have to do some. We're gonna have to do an exorcism. Sister Candy.
Good evening. Good evening. Oh my goodness, it's been a great show, Sister Taylor. I don't know if she's still listening, but I was truly blessed by her encouraging words and her beautiful song, No More Chains. I want to say happy birthday to her and Mr. D's wife. Her birthday coming up. And God bless you to all your radio listeners. We love you so much. You know, but this is the time of year where we are celebrating the Christmas season, and we hear the beautiful Christmas songs being played on the radio. So I want to keep it right there. I know you've heard of the Christmas song, Go Tell It on the Mountain, but I would like for you to do this, if you will. Go tell somebody. Go tell somebody about Jesus. We have a duty as Christians to tell somebody about Jesus, for we are his witnesses of new life, healing, and deliverance. In the book of Matthew, the first chapter, it talks about the birth of Christ. So I plead with you this evening, go tell somebody. Tell somebody, she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Go tell somebody. They shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. I want to let you know today that no matter what you may be going through, if you have Jesus, God is with us. You are never alone. You never have to walk this journey alone. You there in the rest home, God is with you, baby. You there in the prison, God will pardon you. He is with you. In the jailhouse, my God is with you. You may be in the hospital this evening, but I want you to know God is with you. A bereaved mother just lost her child. God is with you. You never have to walk this journey alone. Go tell somebody. He told us to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to everybody. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Go tell somebody. You shall have power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Go tell somebody that Jesus himself went about the cities and the villages, teaching in the synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Go tell somebody that if you are sick, God is a healer. Every burden, he said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Go tell somebody, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Go tell somebody that he is a right now God, right where you stand, no matter how low, no matter how high, no matter how big, no matter how small, my God is with you right now. Go tell somebody, teaching them to deserve all things whatsoever I command you, and Lord, I'm with you always, even until the end of the world. Go tell somebody. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills, everywhere, that Jesus Christ is born. This is Candy with your Inspirational Corner, letting you know, go tell somebody.
Go tell somebody.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, my God. That's an awesome word. An awesome word. With the anointing power of God. Oh, my goodness. Lord, I just praise you right in this moment. This is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful moment to just think about how good God is. To even, you know, have internet radio, to have people that come on that's anointed and appointed to just either, if we're not cheering you up, we are bringing something to the forefront to make you realize and remind you that God is your all in all. And I'm just so grateful for Inspiration Corner with us, to Candy and Minister D for being on Glorious Gospel Vibes as a tool God is using, both of them. And I tell you, I am just blessed. I'm just blessed. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much. And right now we're going to bring Come Thou Font by Ron James. Wonderful, beautiful jazz tune. I love jazz. Oh, y'all don't
jazz.
Know nothing about that jazz thing.
Sweet.
That's
jazz
mellow. What'd you say, Minister D?
Got to introduce a different smooth jazz flea on the glorious gospel vibes.
Well, you know, we're getting ready to be able to come to you on a different radio station. We're getting ready to come to them. We're going to still be here, but we're going to also be on WEQF, I believe that's what it is, and which is 106.5 on the internet radio, and also syndicated radio station. So you all going to have to be tuned in. I'm going to give you all the information, everything you need. You're going to know that you know just what we're doing. So y'all keep us tuned in. We should be coming in about the, not this week, but the following week, we shall be on a new radio station. Also, you can still come click in here at 6:30 every Sunday and hear us on Block Talk Radio also. And I still would like to remind all the listeners, especially singers and songwriters, that this program is to promote the independent gospel artists from all over the nation, because it's time for to hear a new flavor in gospel music, and there are some artists out there that will make some of the majors take a look and take notice. So you all need to send your MP3s in and make sure you send them to globemusic@gmail.com. That's GLOBEE music@gmail.com. And if it's been made, what we say, it will be played right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes. So don't y'all forget now. Send them in. Well, yeah. We had a wonderful show today.
Yes, we did.
We had a wonderful show today. Now, all this month, we're going to be playing Christmas carols and Christmas songs. We want to lift you up, not bring you down. We want to have come in here and have a good time. Y'all call in with your comments, and we thank you. Continue to call in and continue to listen in. We love you. You all have a blessed, blessed week. We know we're going to have some good things coming out of this week. I tell you, you all, tune back in, and let us know just what our good God been to you. Minister D, we thank you. Sister Candy, we bless you, and thank you for being on the program. Oh, y'all have a good one. We're out of here.
We out.